Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
She's getting married, and a very sweet, kind friend has offered up her own wedding gown.
Wow.
I know. That is very generous. I don't know a lot of people who would do that. Mm-hmm. I do know that Sarah Blakely, who is the CEO and founder of Spanx, has this kind of tradition where she loans out her wedding dress every single year to different brides.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they all take pictures, and it's a unique dress, and it kind of hits like mid calf. So it's not like a full length wedding dress, but it's really, really pretty. And she just, she started this thing, and it's like the sisterhood of the traveling wedding dress. And she's had all these different brides wear her wedding dress over the years.
How cool is that? That's awesome.
It is. It's really sweet. So this friend wants to offer up her wedding gown, but this particular gown has a little bit of a history, and she doesn't know if she should use it or not. Hey, Erin, welcome to The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hi.
First and foremost, congratulations on the engagement and getting married.
Yes, thank you. Right. Thank you so much. We're excited.
Y'all are never shy on bringing the wedding drama to The Burt Show. We appreciate it. All right, so how does it even come about that you have a friend offering up her wedding dress?
Well, okay, so here's kind of the deal. So my fiance and I were kind of, we're doing kind of a shotgun wedding, I guess you'd call it, because we are, I'm trying to plan a wedding in a month. We're trying to get married next month. And things are just crazy about it. So our budget, like, it's a little embarrassing to say, our budget isn't great. I don't have tons of money. And so
that's not embarrassing. Don't be embarrassed by that, girl.
Well, you know how it is. But so I was talking to another friend of mine, and she actually offered me her dress to wear. And we're about the same size. It would fit great. And I remember it's really pretty. Her wedding was like 5 years ago. And I just loved her dress. And so I was telling another friend about the dress friend, saying I could borrow her dress. And she reminded me that the dress friend, her marriage has been horrible. Mm. They fight all the time. There has been some questionable behaviors. And it's just not been good. And they've actually even talked about getting a divorce. So
you feel like this wedding dress has some bad mojo on it?
Yeah. My friend was like, yeah, the dress might bring you bad luck. You know, it's not a good idea to wear that same dress since her marriage has been so bad. And so my thing is, okay, I get that. It would save me so much money. Y'all know how expensive dresses are.
Oh, they're insane.
And so I am seriously on the fence about, do I borrow my friend? It's just a dress. Do I just borrow the dress and wear it? I mean, it's going to be worn for, you know, a few hours. Or do I heed the warning and, like, stay away from it, you know? Because I don't want to bring that bad energy into my marriage. So I am totally torn as to what to do here.
Abby, do you believe in cursed dresses?
So, I do. I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
Okay, Michael Scott.
And so, I think regardless of whether or not you actually believe in the bad mojo jojo, I think that would probably be in the back of your head the entire wedding day of, like, here I am walking down the aisle in this dress that has this bad mojo on it, and is this a mistake? I think it would just add to, like, the extra tension. So, if it's me, I would be like, oh, I'm
really?
A little nervous about it. Yeah.
Cassie? Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. I don't think the dress has bad mojo because the dress was worn at a highlight. They were excited about getting married. And then for the actual wedding day, which was amazing, it's the marriage after. Mm-hmm. The dress itself has good mojo because it was celebratory. And even if you still believe the dress has bad mojo, your wedding will override it. I'm a big fan of what you put out into the universe and what you feel will happen. You're not this person. Maybe you're the person who's meant to give the dress a second chance and help it get it right the second time.
Mo, are you superstitious, little stitious, any kind of stitious?
I'd say I'm a little stitious.
Yeah.
I'm not very superstitious, but there are a few things that I believe in. But I think that the dress only has bad mojo if you believe it does.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You know, like, I don't think that it really will cause any conflict in your life at all unless you allow it to. So if you don't believe in that, I think you'll be fine, and I think you should take the dress.
Maybe she should just sage it before the wedding.
Ooh, that's a great
idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I've seen a movie, it was a baseball movie, where they took two chicken bones and made a cross and did it across the bat because the guy wasn't hitting well.
Bull Durham?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Bull Durham. It's Major League.
Okay.
Maybe she could take a couple chicken bones and hit the wedding dress with it.
Just maybe a few made nuggets, just cross them.
Yeah.
Go through the drive-thru.
Let's not put chicken on the dress. Aaron, I'm team wear the dress, in all honesty. I don't even think you need to sage it. I don't think you need to put any chicken bones on it. I feel like your energy supersedes anything that the dress may hold.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm kind of mad at your friend for planting the seed in your head, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah.
The dress is coming to you in the form of a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such positivity and good energy in and of itself.
Your friend is the bad mojo.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, don't invite him to the wedding.
All right, so I vote yes, dress. Cassie?
Yes.
Mo?
Say yes to the dress.
Yes, but get some chicken bones.
Okay. congratulations, Aaron. And whenever you ultimately decide, will you do a follow-up with us and let us know?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate everybody. I'll let you know. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, whatever you decide, we'll touch base, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.